Welcome to Time with Father Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is June 7th, Sunday, 2020, day 159. Today's topic: Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 128, verses 1 to 6, 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 3, Acts chapter 5, verses 1 to 42, Proverbs 16, verse 25. Today's main passage, Psalm 128, verses 1 to 6. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. Psalm 128, verse 1, is one of my top 10 golden verses in the Bible. Jesus has been using this verse to change my life and many people to have a life revival. Number one, changing of life direction. Fear the Lord is for us really to fear the Lord. The Hebrew word is yore, meaning fearful or to be feared. Fear the Lord actually is a life-changing word because we really fear so many things. We fear of sickness, fear of COVID-19, fear of no money, fear of dying, oh, so many things. Only if we know God is the only one we need to be feared of, then there's nothing in our lives needs to be feared. Number two, spiritual revival. How to fear the Lord? Psalm 128 verse 1 tells us that to fear the Lord is to listen and obey to Him, to be willing to walk with Him each day and let Him lead you. If you can walk with Him daily and to listen and obey to Him, you will surely have a spiritual revival. Number three, be richly blessed. Willing to walk with the Lord and listen and obey to Him, not only we will have a spiritual revival, we will be richly blessed. A promise of blessing to your children's children. Wow, it means two more generations, or even more. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to fear you so that we won't be frightened by anything or anyone, that we will be blessed to two more generations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you truly fear God so that you won't fear anything or anyone? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.